Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
51551 for some of your texts on that, so those suggestions coming from the Taxation Commission in relation to pensioners. John says, Philip, paying PRSI after a person retires is a contradiction in terms. You don't pay other insurance such as income continuance after you retire. PRSI is supposed to be insurance, not a tax. Many pensioners will still be paying rent or mortgage after retirement on a much lower income. And another one, hi Philip, my father retired as a GP aged 72. I think he deserves his pension. What doesn't make any sense is public sector workers retiring in their 50s and living for 40 years. Are you suggesting that they should be allowed to live for less than 40 years? 51551 for all of your texts and comments, please. Now, should mobile phones be banned at some gigs? And would you be happy for phone use to be prohibited by certain artists at their shows? Well, Bob Dylan plays the Three Arena this November. Tickets went on sale this morning and there is a condition attached that might not please everyone. Brian O'Connell joins me now. Brian, Bob Dylan seems barely aware that there's an audience present at most of his gigs. It's hard to imagine that he'd be fussed by the presence of mobile phones.
You're stealing all my upcoming jokes, Philip.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
You're fine, thanks. Yeah. I mean, when the gig was announced, the promoter stated it was a mobile phone-free show, and it definitely did surprise a lot of people. I think, particularly, as you said, given it's a Bob Dylan concert, because he really, you know, doesn't. I've seen him maybe 8 times. I'm not sure he's ever really taken much notice of the audience. Yeah, I just got a ticket this morning because I've been saying for about 15
it's
years.
It's going to be the last.
Exactly. So look, we'll debate whether it makes for a better gig shortly to ban mobile phones, but the company that's going to ensure that this upcoming gig is mobile free is called Yonder. Now, they're a US-based company. They help create mobile phone-free environments like schools and at gigs like this. So I had a chat to their founder and CEO, Graeme Dagoni, about how this will all work.
Your phone gets placed into a pouch. Once it goes in, it locks. It's small, it's form-fitting, and it's handed back to the guest. So everyone keeps their phone on them, you know, on their person. It's just that the pouch is locked. So inside it's a phone-free viewing experience. But if a guest needs to use their phone during the show, they can always go to a phone use area. You can unlock it on one of our magnetic unlocking bases. You can use your phone. It just has to go back in the pouch as you re-enter. And then at the end of the night, as everyone's coming out, your pouches are unlocked and dropped in hampers and off you go.
What happens if I have a phone in my sock?
I guess that's up to the venue when you go through security. But the rule is pretty simple. I think for most venues, if you're seen with a phone inside the venue, that's you're asked to leave because it's part of the protocol for the show. We don't normally run into many issues with people because I think most people understand that it's maybe a good idea to spend a couple hours off their phone for a while.
Yeah, but I suppose for some people, they want to keep that digital memento of the gig.
Oh, we totally understand that. I think what we usually see people doing at shows is taking a photo out front, in front of the marquee, things like that. What people tend to appreciate is it's a kind of a novel experience, especially for younger people, to go into a show and have everyone fully there. I think it changes the energy in the room quite a bit.
There will be a younger generation, and this would be totally alien to them.
Part of the reason as a company we exist, to be honest, is for them to experience what it's like to be without their phone for a period of time.
Have you any plans to target the marriage market, relationships?
I mean, we do a lot of weddings.
I mean, it's a very good idea, but in a way, it's a sad indictment of how little self-control we have. So Bob Dylan on Thursday, I'm going to know. Isn't it not a bit ironic, if not hypocritical, of Lord Bob, who doesn't really take any notice of the audience anyway?
I am not the right person to speak to that. I would say that artists tend to be, you could argue, they're the most kind of attuned people or sensitive people in a society, you know. The interplay that you mentioned between the crowd and between the music and the performance space is something that they pick up on more than everybody else. Maybe being phone-free is part of what's coming next.
Graeme Dagoni from Yonder. Do you carry your phone in your sock much, Brian?
No, but I was making the point, like, how strictly enforced will it be? And apparently it's going to be very strictly enforced. So that was really the point I was trying to get at. I mean, that company provides designated spaces as well where you can go out and check your phone. There's a kind of a little machine there that'll unlock the pouch. I'm going to bring you a younger gig-goer shortly and their response to all of this. But the general issue, Philip, of having some kind of limit or phone-free events, I spoke to our own Dave Fanning and I asked
Not
Dave,
a younger gig-goer.
Well, I mean, you can say that, I won't. I asked Dave whether he thought this was a good idea or not.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think why not? Like, I never get too worried about people with their phones at gigs. I never get too worried when people want me to get out of the way because they want to go to the bar four or five times. It's a gig. You just go with the flow and whatever's happening. The idea of no phones, yeah, that does appeal to me. I don't think I've been to a gig of no phones ever since phones became so prevalent. I mean, I know that Kate Bush came back and did concerts 10 years ago. She had a no phones policy, but not in the same way where you can put the phone into a bag. She just asked people not to use it. I think it'll be great, yeah. But then again, I'm amazed at Bob Dylan doing that because he doesn't really, I sometimes think he doesn't know there's an audience there.
Has the introduction of mobile phones and the kind of proliferation of their use at gigs, has it changed the dynamic?
Oh, God, of course it's changed. Absolutely. There's no way people can go to a gig now without being able to sort of bring home the proof that they were there or upload the proof that they were there even before the gig is over. Yeah, it does get in the way. There's no question, because you're meant to be in the moment. There's no question about it. Like, bluntly, would I prefer if there were no phones? Yes, I would, of course. Because do I prefer it the way it used to be? Yes, I do, of course. Because why? It's better. I do think that the performers would much rather if there weren't phones all the time. I'll give you an example. They used to always let the press photographers into a gig, a really big gig. And somebody would kind of hurl them into the pit at the front to do the first number or the second number and then get rid of them completely and absolutely out. And like, obviously for the performer, they're there to be as one with the audience and to have that connection. And yes, the phones do get in the way.
Is this a disaster for you now because you want to be TikToking and Snapchatting and Facebooking and all that?
It is definitely not a disaster for me. Have I ever used my phone at a gig and taken a picture? Yeah. I mean, I have a few times, you know, but I might only do it for about, like, you know, 30 seconds at a gig and then leave it at that. And do I upload the photo? Once or twice. A lot of the time I don't. No, I'll tell you one thing. If I had a choice, I'd rather there weren't any. Do I care or lose sleep over it? Will I not go to gigs in the future? Definitely not. But I'm baffled by the Bob Dylan thing, because I've seen him live 16 times. I will definitely go again. Let's face it, if he comes to Dublin, see us, I'll have to go again. Have I ever liked him live once? No, but he's Bob Dylan. He's God.
Do you know, one of the things that's an interesting observation here is that, yes, they are irritating. Yes, you really do wish that you didn't have to look at somebody else's telephone screen in front of your face or between you and Bob Dylan. But I think that performers and certainly some of the streaming companies have said, you know what, there is actually an advertising benefit for us of having people uploading this content to social media, because it is, after all, free advertising. That 10-15 second clip of proving you were at Coldplay or Bob Dylan or whatever. Anyway, you got the perspective of a younger gig goer as well.
Yes, I spoke to Laura Fox, presenter on 2FM, very active gig goer, festival goer, social media user. She's been going to festivals since 2007. So I asked Laura about her mobile phone use at gigs and festivals. And for her, she would obviously use a lot of this material, as you said, on social media channels.
I always try and get bits so that I can put it up my social, because I do know that stuff goes well for me when I post it. I do forget about my phone sometimes when it's not there, you know, like as in, like, if I'm fully engrossed in the moment with my friends. At the same time, I like having it. I like having the access to it, because for me, going to gigs, especially for my generation and with my friends, is being able to hang out with everybody. But also, some of the best memories I have in the last, like, 10 years of my life, I can look back on a photo and I can look back on a video and be like, God, you remember that? You remember that feeling so well. When I started going to gigs first, there was no Snapchat, there was no Instagram, there was no TikTok. Facebook was only just starting to kind of, like, arise, but you had to do it on a desktop.
Do you think, Laura, on any level, it's filtering the relationship, if you like, between performer and audience?
Sometimes I do think that we have to be a bit more conscious about it. I find myself sometimes watching the gig through my phone. Yeah. And the minute I catch myself doing that, I'm like, so, okay, stop it, put it away. You've got enough to look back on. I would hate to not have my phone at the gig, because for me, I forget some memories. And you know, especially 10 years of gigging, it's hard to remember absolutely everything. But I love looking back with my best of best friends that I've never missed a festival with and going, God, you remember that? And you remember that outfit? And we were at the Arctic Monkeys there. We were at Beyonce there.
So what about Bob Dylan's gig? Will you be up the front waving your hands in the air without a mobile phone?
If that was his wish and if that's what he wants, then yeah, you've got to respect the artist, because at the end of the day, you're paying to see them. So if Bob Dylan doesn't want phones in the crowd, it's for a reason. Maybe it's distracting and he can't perform as well as he would if there was no distraction.
Like, I suppose what I'm asking you, is there a space for mobile phone free gigs?
Yes, I think so. but I wouldn't like to see them all the time.
What are your thoughts on this, folks? Are you in the Dave Fanning or the Laura Fox camp? 51551. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much. Tory leadership hustings after this.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.